6. Talk at Union Meeting of Advanced Thought Centres, Carnegie Lyceum. 14 April 1912. West 57th Street, New York. Notes by Montfort Mills and Howard McNutt. I have come from distant lands to visit the meetings and assemblies of this country. In every meeting, I find people gathered, loving each other. Therefore, I am greatly pleased. The bond of union is evidenced in this assembly today, where the power of God has brought together in faith, agreement, and concord those who are engaged in furthering the development of the human world. It is my hope that all mankind may become similarly united in the bond and agreement of love. Unity is the expression of the loving power of God and reflects the reality of divinity. It is resplendent in this day through the bestowals of light upon humanity. Throughout the universe, the divine power is effulgent in endless images and pictures. The world of creation, the world of humanity, may be likened to the earth itself, and the divine power to the sun. This sun has shone upon all mankind. In the endless variety of its reflections, the divine will is manifested. Consider how all are recipients of the bounty of the same sun. At most, the difference between them is that of degree, for the effulgence is one effulgence, the one light emanating from the sun. This will express the oneness of the world of humanity. The body politic, or the social unity of the human world, may be likened to an ocean, and each member, each individual, a wave upon that same ocean. The light of the sun becomes apparent in each object according to the capacity of that object. The difference is simply one of degree and receptivity. The stone will be a recipient only to a limited extent. Another created thing might be as a mirror wherein the sun is fully reflected, but the same light shines upon both. The most important thing is to polish the mirrors of hearts in order that they may become illumined and receptive of the divine light. One heart may possess the capacity of the polished mirror, another be covered and obscured by the dust and dross of this world. Although the same sun is shining upon both, in the mirror which is polished, pure and sanctified, you may behold the sun in all its fullness, glory and power, revealing its majesty and effulgence. But in the mirror, which is rusted and obscured, there is no capacity for reflection, although so far as the sun itself is concerned, it is shining thereon, and is neither lessened nor deprived. Therefore, our duty lies in seeking to polish the mirrors of our hearts, in order that we shall become reflectors of that light and recipients of the divine bounties which may be fully revealed through them. This means the oneness of the world of humanity. That is to say, when this human body politic reaches a state of absolute unity, the effulgence of the eternal sun will make its fullest light and heat manifest. Therefore, we must not make distinctions between individual members of the human family. We must not consider any soul as barren or deprived. Our duty lies in educating souls so that the sun of the bestowals of God shall become resplendent in them. And this is possible through the power of the oneness of humanity. The more love is expressed among mankind, and the stronger the power of unity, the greater will be this reflection and revelation, for the greatest bestowal of God is love. Love is the source of all the bestowals of God. Until love takes possession of the heart, no other divine bounty can be revealed in it. All the prophets have striven to make love manifest in the hearts of men. Jesus Christ sought to create this love in the hearts. He suffered all difficulties and ordeals that perchance the human heart might become the fountain source of love. Therefore, we must strive with all our heart and soul that this love may take possession of us, so that all humanity, whether it be in the East or in the West, may be connected through the bond of this divine affection. For we are all the waves of one sea. We have come into being through the same bestowal and are recipients from the same center. The lights of earth are all acceptable, but the center of effulgence is the sun, and we must direct our gaze to the sun. God is the supreme center. The more we turn toward this center of light, the greater will be our capacity. In the Orient, there were great differences among races and peoples. They hated each other, and there was no association among them. Various and divergent sects were hostile, irreconcilable. The different races were in constant war and conflict. About 60 years ago, Baha'u'llah appeared upon the eastern horizon. He caused love and unity to become manifest among these antagonistic peoples. He united them with the bond of love. Their former hatred and animosity passed away. Love and unity reigned instead. It was a dark world. It became radiant. A new springtime appeared through him, for the sun of truth had risen again. In the fields and meadows of human hearts, variegated flowers of inner significance were blooming, and the good fruits of the kingdom of God became manifest. I have come here with this mission, that through your endeavors, through your heavenly morals, through your devoted efforts, a perfect bond of unity and love may be established between the East and the West, so that the bestowals of God may descend upon all, and that all may be seen to be parts of the same tree, the great tree of the human family. For mankind may be likened to the branches, leaves, blossoms, and fruits of that tree. The favors of God are unending, limitless. Infinite bounties have encompassed the world. We must emulate the bounties of God, and just as each one of them, the bounty of life, for instance, surrounds and encompasses all, so likewise must we be connected and blended together until each part shall become the expression of the whole. Consider, we plant a seed. A complete and perfect tree appears from it, and from each seed of this tree, another tree can be produced. Therefore, the part is expressive of the whole, for this seed was part of the tree, but therein potentially was the whole tree. So each one of us may become expressive or representative of all the bounties of life to mankind. This is the unity of the world of humanity. This is the bestowal of God. This is the felicity of the human world, and this is the manifestation of the divine favor.